This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Talking local on WILO.
The Party Line Crew.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
Good Wednesday morning here on Party Line. Man, I wish I had that kind of energy. The guy playing the drums on that? Yep. Not right now. Well, it's a good sunny day out there again today, so you're going to get out and enjoy it. We'll talk about the weather here in just a second. The WILO Party Line radio broadcast is brought to you by TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Ivy Tech Community College, Big O Tires in Lebanon, big deals, save money now and 24/7 at welovebigdeals.com. BoonecountyDailyNews.com, your free local news source for Lebanon. And also Carroll and Clinton County Daily News, your free local online news services for Delphi, Frankfort, both county. And, you know, we try to cover everything local, but every once in a while we throw something else up there too. So a good place to check out your free. And again, it's free. So no reason not to check it out. It's your free news. The WILO Party Line online telecast at Hoosierland TV is brought to you by 51 West of... Yeah. I'm going to stutter all the way through this one. 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Shoup's Country Foods, Colligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity, Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoup's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard Counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshan's Window Tinting, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services, LLC, Braden Business Systems, Avery Home Service Store. Yeah, Avery Home Store. Great place to pick up appliances, by the way. Jerry's Body Shop, Mann Chevrolet GMC in Delphi, and Lanen's Furniture and Mattress. Of course, the phone lines are open, 765-659-3338. Call in with anything you want to discuss. We can pretty much fake our way through any subject. So, so yeah, we have no problem with talking to you about anything. What?
Today is a very special day.
Why is today a special day?
Because Aunt Jean is celebrating her 100th birthday today.
Oh, you're kidding.
I am not. So Jean Redding out at Wesley Manor is celebrating her 100th birthday today. So happy birthday to Aunt Jean. Sweet, sweet lady.
Yeah.
No Makes kidding. Phenomenal cookies.
Does not seem like she should be that old.
Well, she certainly doesn't act it or look it.
Oh, heck no.
No, not at all. We're doing a big celebration this weekend, so.
Let's face
but
it,
today's the actual day.
She can dance circles around the two of us.
You're right.
I mean, she can.
You're right.
All right, everybody, sunscreen, sunglasses, enjoy it while it lasts. Sunny today, tomorrow, Friday, good chance of having sunshine during the day, but the rain showers are chance of rain showers right now. Looks like it's going to be moving in on Friday night, and we'll see it kind of hanging around, scattered showers, that kind of thing, possible some thunderstorms because the humidity is rising and so is the pressure and all that good stuff. Plus, we've been watching those storm systems that it's been keeping to the south, but you know, I think they're going to creep their way north. So
I think we got some time.
Yeah, a little bit, but you know, we're at a point now to where we do need those showers.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
We were complaining before because we had so much rain, and now we're like, yeah, well, we could use a little rain again.
Yeah.
We're just never satisfied, are we?
I mean, I know that there may be a few farmers out there, a few producers out there maybe doing some replant right now because of all that rain that we got and drowned out spots, that kind of thing. But for the most part, everybody's done. They've got it all in the ground. They're spraying the burn down, or you know, the insecticides, that kind of stuff's going on right now. So some rain showers will not hurt. We just don't need the beating rain. We don't need those thunderstorms that have the massive amounts of rain that come all at once. We just need some nice soakers to help keep that top that top crust from forming so that the seeds can get up and get growing good and, you know, that kind of thing. Because nobody wants to have to replant. Even if they've got the crop insurance, it's still a pain to have to replant. So, fingers crossed.
Did you see that Hoosiers can now get your driver's license at 16? So you don't have to wait that 16 and 90 days? No. I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, they're going to get it at 16. I get that.
I don't.
But to get it on your 16th birthday is already kind of a big day. I don't know.
That part of it doesn't really bother me. I want to make sure that they've gone through the right classes and had.
That is the requirement. Government Mike Braun announced new drivers will soon be able to get their license on their 16th birthday, 90 days earlier than previous minimum age. There are some things that go along with that. They do have to go through driver's ed. I saw the list this morning. That was one of them. I don't know. There were like five things that they had to do to qualify to do that.
I still think it's a shame that driver's ed is not offered through the schools. But I get it. Between the cost of the insurance and all the funding cuts for schools to begin with, they can't afford that. So, but parents, taking your kid out and letting them drive in the school parking lot is not driver's ed. So, I mean, I know my brothers did that with me, but I still went to driver's ed. I still took the classes. I got out there with instructors and all of that good stuff. So, yeah.
Is it funny? Did your brothers teach you how to drive?
Oh, yeah.
Who taught me how to drive was my brother.
I was driving early, so.
I did, too. But, I mean, it's funny that it was your brothers and it was my brother that.
Yeah. Yeah, no. My brothers taught me how to drive. I learned how to drive a stick shift by the time I was 10.
I was not quite. So. I think I was 12. But I was driving a mower. I've been mowing since I was really early because how you start, right?
Well, my kids started early. Both my kids were driving tractors. I mean, Ross was probably the youngest. He was 5. But you know how your kids always want to do what their older sibling is doing? My mom told me, she said, you're going to want to keep a list. And she was not kidding, because when my daughter saw her brother doing stuff, then it was like, no, he didn't do it until he was this age. But we actually had two lists, because you have that list that you put in their books, you know, as they're growing up. But then we had the list of when we knew Carrie was, I shouldn't say names, but anyway, everybody knows my kids anyway, when she was mature enough. Because there was definitely a difference of who had the skills and who didn't at the certain ages. So what Ross did at one age, she didn't get to do until later because we knew she wasn't ready.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we had to have
two. I think that's with the firstborn.
We had to have two lists. So.
Yes.
Well, one was mechanically inclined and the other one was not.
Sure.
And that's fine because she has major skills everywhere else. And did you get the garden list?
I did. I'm sitting here this morning with my tummy rumbling and I come across Baked, a cookie company. By the way, you can get baked certificates with big deals. They're treats today. Now, you know how much I love the blueberry lemon scones.
Yeah.
Those are probably,
your favorite.
They've got, listen to this, strawberry lemon scones and maple bacon scones. We might have to do a road trip after we're done here today. He's also got some gluten-free options, cherry chip cookies as well, and of course, several sourdough loaves, but that's Baked, a cookie company.
Yeah. I lost my list.
What list?
The list for big deals. I printed it out for you.
I think it's in here. Maybe.
Did I give you my list too?
I'm guessing, maybe.
Yeah. You're going to talk breakfast, though. I mean, we got to get to our caller here, but
okay, we can get to our caller
real quickly. Michigan Town Volunteer Fire Department. Kevin called in yesterday and Monday and reminded us that they are having their annual breakfast this Saturday, 6 to 10. Biscuits and sausage gravy, scrambled eggs, sausage patties, pancakes, orange juice, coffee, milk, and also fruit. Free will donation. And speaking of donations, thanks to Prep and Go for donating the biscuits and gravy for them, and also to Angry Donkey for donating fresh fruit for them. So and that's coming up on Saturday.
You know what else is coming up this week?
Oh, we got a crap load of stuff coming up on
It's the first week. Movie in the park of the season.
Yeah.
So that's coming up on Friday, How to Train Your Dragon.
Yep.
All the movies start at dusk at Prairie Creek Park. You can bring a picnic from downtown restaurants, or you can enjoy something there. And so that's coming up Friday evening as well.
And bike race at Circle Park that was rescheduled coming up on Saturday. We'll go through all the lists and everything, but first we got to get Russ on so we can get him on and find out
get
what
him
he's...
Off. Get him out of here. Say your piece and you're done. No, just kidding.
Yeah.
Hi, Russ. How are you?
Goodbye.
No. Just kidding. Come back. How are you?
Well, I have a driver's ed story. I thought it was kind of fun. This was back in the summer of 1970, I guess. I don't know. But we had the coach was our instructor, and then we had, I think, four of us, so a total of five people in the car, if I remember right. It's pretty full. And these guys, they were grouped, all our whole car during driver's ed were some of my best friends, you know, Dick Holloway and Jim Mandel and so forth. But anyway, we were buddies. But they decided to play a trick on me.
Oh, boy.
The rule was, if you ran out of gas while you were driving, it was you had to personally hoof it to the gas station or solve that problem. So, in other words, it was every incentive that you had to watch that gas level. Well, Jim Mandel timed it out so that sucker was on total on fumes. And then it was my turn to drive. And so they turned over this car to me, and I went about a mile, and I ran out of gas. I didn't even have time to know where the blinker lights. And sure enough, we ran out of gas in Jefferson and Clinton Prairie, and I had to, the rule was I had to go to the gas station, which was not that bad because it was Jefferson, but it was still, you know, a mile probably.
Well, that's what I was going to say. At least there was, at that point in time, or back then, there was a gas station in Jefferson, so it wasn't too bad.
Yeah, there was. Coomers or whatever it was called. But anyway, I thought it was kind of funny. They timed that out just right. And, it was fun.
Now, I will tell you, traveling with Russ and Susan was great for stories. And Russ told us that Keith and I could not stop laughing at this story. The story about you driving with the deceased body.
Oh, yeah, that was during college. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that made the Reader's Digest, actually.
Well, like, really, the Reader's Digest. Did you know that? Have you heard this story?
Did you work at the funeral home when you were in college?
Oh, what's fascinating, and like I say, the Reader's Digest wanted to know, what was your favorite travel story? Okay. So I submitted this. I don't know. I've never just submitted stuff like this, but I thought, you know, I'm going to submit this. Well, lo and behold, I don't know, there were like 1,500 entries, and they only selected, I think, six. And I was one of the six they selected.
Oh, that's cool.
And, it goes like this. I had to get to my wedding out in California, and Susan kept adding bridesmaids to the wedding. So now I had to get three out there. Now I had to get four out there. Now I had to get five out there because, I mean, she knew everybody in California, but I didn't have that many friends in California. But I had to get the best man out there. I had to get, you know, she was standing up five ladies, so I had to stand up five guys. Well, we decided to have a contingent from Indiana University go from, you know, basically from Bloomington to San Francisco, San Jose. And the only way our poor, cheap college kids could afford it is Sue's dad said, well, you know, there's this company that can, you know, they need to get cars from A to B, and, you know, you just check it out. So we did, and we got one. And we had to pick it up, I think, in Chicago or something. And they wanted it to go all the way right to San Jose. It was perfect. There was only one problem. It was a hearse. It was a brand new black hearse. And can you imagine college guys going all across the United States of America in this hearse?
Yeah, especially when there's not unlimited seating.
Oh, my goodness. And so Alan Mitchell kind of looked like death warmed over anyway. And then Gary Atkinson, he was driving. He had this cabbie hat. And we all of a sudden, we decided, hey, let's play a trick on these people on the interstate. So we would be driving along in our black hearse, and then we would slowly, we'd have all eyes forward, and we would very slowly pass these cars, and then just at the right moment, Al Mitchell would rise up from the rear of the and he would then look over and then look straight and then go back down. And we kept getting better and better and better at this. And we got to the point where our timing was impeccable, you know. And so people were swerving and you know, the kids were pointing.
I think that's a great story.
You need to have that conversation with my oldest brother, because he worked for a funeral home while he was at ISU. And he has similar stories, because that was one of his jobs, was to transport.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, yeah.
We need to get Pat Day on here and talk about some of the things that happen.
It gets kind of boring, you know, when you're halfway across Nebraska and Kansas and all, and eastern Colorado. It gets pretty boring. I can't remember the route we took. I think we took the northern route. But anyway. Yeah. Oh, boy.
You can only have so many conversations about corn.
Yeah, that's right. And so anyway, that was the driver's ed, and they made me a picture of this, and it came out in the Reader's Digest.
Ah, that's awesome.
That is cool.
Yesterday, you wondered why I deserted you guys yesterday. Maybe you didn't, but I was up at Chicago with some of my Rotary friends. Tom Crawford and Steve Fry and Chris Vodder and some others, and we toured Rotary International Home Office in Evanston, Illinois, and also the home of Paul Harris, the founder of Rotary. It was absolutely fascinating, and a lot of people don't know this, but see, Rotary was started in 1905. So if you think about it, Kiwanis, Lions Club, all these service clubs came after Rotary. It was Paul Harris that kind of started this whole service club trend. He started it way early, while they were still hop-copping with horses in Chicago. And so we got to see the birthplace of all that and sit down in his basement, where he had these meetings with only about four or five people, and just get it started. And now, yeah, their endowment alone is like a couple $1 billion with a B. And it's just, but anyway.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was kind of on my bucket list. So that Tom Crawford organized all that. And we took a 10-passenger van from Tony Del Real, loaned us a van. And so if you need a van to rent, Tony will fix you up. It was a great 10-passenger van. It was a 15-passenger van. It worked out great.
Did you hear that today is another 100th birthday out at Wesley Manor?
Yeah, I heard that, and they did not include her on the wall, did they?
Well, I mean, today, her birthday wasn't until today, so she wasn't quite 100 yet.
Yeah, they're going to. They've got her, and I thought Melissa told me four others. There's like five of them that will go on this year.
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's
four,
awesome.
Four or five, yeah.
That story got a lot of hits, a lot of hits, and a lot of people are interested in that. And they are wonderful stories. Each bio, Susan has something to say. Yeah.
Well, Wesley Manor just did a fantastic job of honoring this last group. And my mom, Marty Brawlier, is 100. And so it was just really beautiful how they just honored each one and gave their story.
So if you could, I'm sure you have, what would she tell you she attributes getting to 100? What were some of the keys she thinks in her life that helped her get to be that age?
I think probably her faith is is huge. I think as a child, every time they get in the car, they would sing songs. And it's probably grandma's way of keeping everybody quiet and not bickering among each other. So they would all get in the car and sing songs. But she learned harmony early, at an early age. She would sing the second, the third, the fourth verses. To this day, if I start a song, she will start singing it and knows the second, third, fourth verses of these old hymns or these fun. She sings fun Girl Scout songs from Michigan when she was 10, 11, 12 years old that she still knows.
Yeah, that's something.
Yeah, it is amazing. And I'll start a verse in the Bible, and she'll just finish it for me because I can't finish it. I'll start the verse, and I know which one she's memorized. I think another thing she would not know this, she would not admit this, but I think looking back on it, she was a woman that was able to handle losses, and I think they've done studies on that. And you know, she had a baby die in Kenya. And had all of her pregnancies in Kenya. We were all born in Kenya. And so she, you know, she couldn't even share her pregnancies with her sister and her mom and that kind of thing because it took a 6 weeks to get a letter back and forth at that time. So I think dealing with losses down through the years, genetics, of course, would be in there, but she would not say that. She would say her faith. And now I see her laughing every day, so I know humor and laughter, you know, was a part of it. She grew up in a time where it was hard work. And mm-hmm. they just did everything. I remember at 70, which is my age, she was doing a half-hour half-hour cassette tape exercise program that she did every morning. And she just put on this tape recorder, and it ended up moving pretty much every muscle in her body. But she kept doing that clear up, well, through COVID, so even just the last 5-6 years. So I think the movement, you know, staying active, staying engaged with people. She was a people person, so she stayed active with people. She was a teacher, so she was always teaching kids and being active and you know, engaged, I think is a good word.
Yeah, that's what, when Melissa Robertson and Octavia Trent were here for Wesley Manor, I asked them, you know, what the conversations were like with their, you know, centurions, and she said that was what they said. Faith, the three things that they attribute their long life to was faith, family, and movement, getting out there, being engaged, and staying active.
Yeah. Well, it's a beautiful thing to sit down and talk with some of these 100-year-old people. It is that the stories they have are amazing, and it is fun.
It is. That's what I miss about my grandpa. He was born in 1916, and that generation, you know, when he started, he was still using a horse and a plow. And I think by the time he passed, think what all that generation saw. I mean, cars changed. We've got tractors. Then we came out with computers. We put someone on the moon. We have fax machines. You can hold a phone in your hand. I just think what all that generation has seen. And boy, the stories. I used to love and just to listen to my grandpa tell stories because they just saw so much.
Yeah, the Barnstormers, the Wright brothers, 1903. Susan and I were just talking about that this morning. We were thinking the person that was born probably right around 1895 to 1900 they just lucked out because they saw from the horse and buggy all the way to the moon. Mm-hmm. and computers and internet. And what a bridge.
Mm-hmm. Pretty amazing.
Yeah, definitely. Well, my husband and I were talking about, you know, here we are going to celebrate the 250th, and there's a small fraction of people that are actually going to be able to say they celebrated the 200th and then also the 250. Because we were even talking about our grandchildren and
right.
the fact that they're only more than likely only going to be able to celebrate one. And my littles, they're not even going to know because they're too little to understand.
Yeah.
Well, that brings me to my next point, which is the city has put up flags around downtown. And I don't know who put the flags up, whether the Parks Department or who did that, but they look phenomenal. So kudos to the folks that had the forethought to do that, to put them up there, and then to the folks that got them up there. They look great. So I just want to give a shout out to all of those folks that had a hand in that. They look awesome.
And Rotary put up their local heroes banners, and they've got another slug coming.
Oh, good.
Yeah, if you want to honor a local hero, first responder, or veteran, I think there's still time to do that. And they have 50 more slots they opened up because of the demand. So if you're interested in honoring a first responder and or a veteran, you can just get a hold of a Rotarian.
I love that. I think they look great, and I think they're nice to have up, and I think it's a nice tribute.
And a lot of the money goes 100%, I think, of the money, 100% will go toward, scholarships and local projects. It's plowed right back into the community.
All right. Russ, thank you so much. We appreciate you calling in this morning. And Susan, actually, she had a hand in it today as well.
That's right. I'll get out of here. I'm sorry.
No, it was fun.
No, you're fine.
That was good. Thank you so much.
Right.
All right. Thank you. We'll talk to you later. All right. We do have some guests coming up, and I have to get a hold of them. From Abby and Libby Memorial Park, we're going to talk to Eric and Diane Erskine coming up in just a few minutes here. You're listening to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7.